media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You guys, since we last talked, road trip to the Northeast to face Hofstra and Northeastern, and you come up with a 62-54 win at Hofstra, but come up short 64-54 at Northeastern. Kind of go back and review those two games for me.
Yes, it was obviously that's a tough road trip, and you know I thought our defense traveled pretty well, and tough defense, and we brought the energy, as far as our offense, we sputtered, and we got to find ways to continue to create offense as we go forward.
Talk about what you were able to do. Matt just touched on as he's studying to get ready to play Hofstra this week, all the weapons they have on offense, and you guys hold them to 54 points on 35% shooting. What did you do especially well in that game?
Well, again, I think it just goes back game plan. We went over the game plan really well, and I thought the guys executed the game plan. And that's something that we've been doing. Guys have been, you know, we've been trying to do some things, but I think the effort and the energy, more than anything, giving credit to the guys, that they've really been bringing their hard hat and playing hard and playing with a lot of energy, and that's something we've got to continue to do.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Josh Wallfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you doing?
Doing well. Obviously, I looking at the stats from Saturday, 19 turnovers, by far the most you guys have had probably since Richmond. What went wrong, I guess, Saturday for you guys that you kind of reverted back to some of those old habits?
I think we turned the ball over in a lot of different ways, and we went back and looked at some of them on film. You know, we a little nonchalant with the ball, and you know they pressured, they were really aggressive, they played really good defense. But I think some of the turnovers, like we had some charges, we had some times where some guys over penetrated. We even had a time when you know a guy went back door and we threw the ball out of bounds. So. And again, that's kind of how we were turning the ball over early in the year. That it wasn't even necessarily just teams pressing us. We were just loose with the ball and nonchalant with the ball. And you know, that's something that we addressed watching the film, but that's something we continue to address. Is when you have the ball, just be strong with it, you know. So we definitely can't revert back to the way we were early in the season. We got to continue to focus on that and address that, taking care of the basketball.
Obviously, you guys played Northeastern a couple of nights after they sank 21 three-pointers. So to only give up 9, were you happy with how you guys played defense against the three-point shooting?
I'm always happy with our effort and energy, and I think our guys have been playing with effort and energy. So I'm never going to be upset with that. I didn't necessarily, there's no number on the amount of threes or anything like that. I knew that they had played well. They got hot in a game, you know, played really well offensively, like you said, the game before. But, you know, that's not something that we really, you know, just focus on, like, oh, they're going to make all these threes. They got to stop making all these threes. We try to play principal defense and just play really hard.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Chris Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Lou, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Talk about the next two home games for you guys. You got, coming up. You know, what do you guys like to see in these next two home games?
Well, again, I go back on it. I keep reiterating it. We have to continue to play with the energy and the effort that we're playing with, Again, playing two quality opponents always there. I was listening to Coach Keats and just talking about this league and, you know, the players and the coaches and the teams in this league. And so, you know, so we're just trying to continue the momentum that we have, playing the way that we play, bringing a lot of effort and energy, and obviously, you know, playing two tough opponents at home, trying to focus on the things that we can do well, and then also focusing on the things that we need to improve on, which is definitely, you know, getting more punch offensively.
Yeah, and also, let's talk about the vibe down there in Harrisonburg, because I know the football team just won the championship. You know, I know some of the media people talked about it earlier. What's the vibe down there? Would that help the basketball team succeed a little bit better, knowing that the football program just won a championship? Does that rub off on you guys?
Well, I hope it does. I definitely hope it does. Coach Houston did a tremendous job, and those guys, especially the way they played defense this season, is something that I looked at from afar and admired how they turned the defense around. And I'm a JMU alum, so I'm always proud and happy at those types of accomplishments from our programs. And so definitely, hopefully, we can use some of that and get some of that momentum and play defense the same way that they're playing defense, as well as they play defense, as well as getting some offense. So definitely happy about that.
Well, I hope you have some good home cooking this week.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Look, you guys out-rebounded Hofstra 35-26 up there, which is quite an accomplishment with a player in the middle like Gustis. And you guys, for the year, second in the league in rebound margin. How big of an emphasis has that been for your team?
Those are things that, you know, from the day I got here, I you know, effort and energy on defense, some of the principles on defense, but as well like rebounding. And I think we kind of incorporated it, not even just necessarily in rebounding drills in practice, but making every drill kind of, you know, a rebounding drill, no matter what we were doing, finishing with a rebound. But again, I go back to it. It's the, you know, that's something that these guys have bought into. But I also say this, it's something that we have to continue to do to put ourselves in positions to win some basketball games. So, it's something that we're doing pretty well and we have done pretty well all season, but it's definitely not something I don't want to take my foot off the gas on that. We have to continue to do that. That's got to be our MO as a team, to play good defense and rebound.
Yohani Dalembert has had sort of an up and down year, and I know he's been battling through some injuries, but he comes off the bench, 16 points in 18 minutes at Northeastern. Talk about his effort in that game and what he can do for you as he's maybe starting to get healthy.
Well, I would even say this, because obviously Northeastern was a loss, but he played really well. But I'll even go back to the Hofstra game, because Paulie has got in foul trouble, and I think the last 10 minutes of the game at Hofstra, with his defense and his energy, blocked, I think, three shots, had a number of rebounds. I thought he played really well. He's playing with passion, he's playing with energy, and he's playing for the team. And he has. He's been battling a lot since I got here. You know what I'm saying? He was injured last year, and, you know, so he was battling from the time I got here. He was battling. And he's a guy who cares and, you know, works on his body, and, you know, he's got to take care of himself, but he's just been battling some stuff. And to, you know, hopefully get him back healthy and get him energized and have him mentally locked in going forward would be great for us.
All right, Lou, thanks for the time this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.